Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us. I want to talk about two I'll Be Patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You remember that? You remember that little jingle? Two All Beef Patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. You might remember that is the jingle that once described the McDonald's Big Mac. Well, that burger was created to go head up against the Hardee's Husky. Right. Hardee's had their big sandwich was called the Husky, and it was, well, Husky. It was Husky. But it was also the first to market with something called a special sauce. And ever since then, ever since those special sauces came into the public domain, it's been a metaphor. We've redeployed special sauce beyond the burger wars, from condiment to a handy metaphor. And management and organizational nerds like me have co-opted the term to identify a level of intangible performance that manifests beyond standard expectations. Special sauce, a level of intangible performance beyond standard expectations. Organizational special sauce in the marketplace isn't a strategy or a campaign, nor can it be achieved with a slogan or a mission statement. No special sauce was ever the fruit of an algorithm, any kind of big data, or other amalgamation of ones and zeros. Much to the chagrin of Wall Street quants and activist investors, organizational special sauce is an incalculable, unprojectable, and intangible force. It's 100% performance leverage produced by an active ingredient made of highly engaged human beings who love to work together towards something they all believe in. That's what organizational special sauce is. That's what your special sauce is. Special sauce leverage kicks in like a turbo after the quantifiable, intangible kind reaches its RPM red line. When everything else, when the tangible, projectable, calculable, all that stuff, when the stuff you can hold in your hand and put into a calculator, when all that is redlined, that's when special sauce, your organizational special sauce, that's when it kicks in. Every business would like to acquire organizational special sauce, but alas, most don't, because the elements that it's made of are not easy to aggregate. If organizational special sauce came in a jar, if you could go to the store and buy it, and when you looked at the ingredients, here's what you would read. Motivated people who are respected and valued. This would be the active ingredients. Motivated people who are respected and valued. Excellence, not perfection, as a non-negotiable performance standard, which is assumed by all. Leaders who demonstrate all aspects that define the word leadership, like courage, integrity, morals, ethics, commitment, decisiveness, humanity. It would include people who are not treated like interchangeable parts, as if they were modules. It would include corporate values that flow to the organization's last mile as a minimum expectation. The ingredients would include delegation, which would include responsibility and authority. If you delegate, you give them the responsibility and the authority. That would be in the jar. Corrective action would first presume that shortfalls resulting from the best efforts would be followed by the default management response of redemption. When people mess up and when they were trying their best, we don't fire them, we redeem them. All of those things are elements, are ingredients in a jar of your organizational special sauce. Now, after you spread your organizational special sauce around, these tastes and textures will nourish and strengthen the business, your business, and all your relationships. Peerless product and services. That will happen from your special sauce. Peerless products and services. Industry-leading employee retention. Prospective employees are lined up out the door to join the organization. You don't have to go find people when you have an opening. They're standing in the door waiting on you. Hire me, because they've already heard about your special sauce. Employees and partners are proud of and claim the organization's reputation of excellence. Your employees are proud and quick to tell people where they work. Ethical actions and integrity manifest as devotion to the unenforceable. When you have special sauce, your ethical behavior manifests as devotion to the unenforceable. Customers become the organization's best salespeople. You can market less. You can spend less money on advertising because your customers are putting the megaphone to their mouth and telling people about you. When you have special sauce, your teams work harder than they ever did while having more fun than they ever had. Team members, with their special sauce, take their work very seriously, but they don't take themselves very seriously. And the classic marker of operational special sauce is quantum leap performance. Quantum leap performance, folks, is where you achieve more, not just the next level performance this year, but you go two levels, maybe three, quantum leap performance. You can't demand or buy the intangible leverage of special sauce, but you can invest in it. You can nurture it, and you can foster it in an environment that gives rise to it. You can foster special sauce by creating an environment that gives rise to it. It's that engagement sweet spot that delivers beyond expectations and projections, producing that quantum leap performance I talked about. In public corporations, organizational special sauce is possible, but it's rare. I've seen it, but it's rare because it doesn't conform to the fish-eyed analytical paradigms of the Wall Street 90-day conference call. But there, out here on Main Street, it's prevalent. It's all, you see it everywhere as you go. Accomplishing organizational special sauce is at once the hardest and the most beautiful thing you'll ever do as a business owner. Organizational special sauce, you can do it, small business owners, and it'll differentiate you in the marketplace. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.